קטע מתוך דברי רב.
From Rav's words, we want to shut our eyes over the revelation of the Creator Himself. Rather, we only want that inner force called the greatness of the Creator. Then, with that force, we will be able to ride above our ordinary desire and thought and to keep going in life this way, that the greatness of the Creator will constantly aim us in life. This is what we want. For that, we're asking that the light that reforms will come and give that to us. When this happens to a person, he feels a wonderful sensation, how much he can float and fly like that, like on a flying carpet above his own ego. And constantly, the greatness of the Creator is holding him in the air. And how much each time different thoughts and desires of in order to receive, grow, and change within him. And each time he needs different manners of the greatness of the Creator, and thus he advances. Again, we want to shut our eyes over the revelation of the Creator himself. Rather, we only want that inner force called the greatness of the Creator. Then, with that force, we will be able to ride above our ordinary desire and thought and to keep going in life that way, that the greatness of the Creator will constantly aim us in life. This is what we want. For that, we are asking that the light that reforms will come and give that to us. When this happens to a person, he feels a wonderful sensation of how much can he float, fly like that, as on a flying carpet above his own ego. And constantly, the greatness of the Creator is holding him in the air. And how much each time different desires and thoughts of in order to receive grow and change within him. And each time he needs different manners of the greatness of the Creator, and thus he advances. Let's talk about it. That actually the will to receive, which is all of our matter, the only thing that influences it is importance, something out of which it is impressed. With the if the importance of this thing, which is as if outside of it, is more important than it in itself, then it is capable of rising above itself. Look how it is with animals even. A mother, well, of some animal, I don't know which one, tell me. A lioness, oh, it doesn't matter which one. As much as she is willing to sacrifice herself for her offsprings. That's nature. It is their greatness in her eyes is more important than her. That's what nature determines. And that's how it is with everything. So the will to receive, it doesn't just receive. In it, there are changes on the degrees of importance. What is more important? And this actually is our springboard to the next degree, to make the importance for values that are not in the will to receive, that we are able to invite their importance through the light that reforms. This is why it's called the light that reforms, that it brings us importance for something which wasn't there before. No, we don't have importance for it at all. And therefore, we don't see and we don't recognize the upper world because we don't have importance for it. This is how our senses work. You're aware sometimes that you don't see something which is around you, right? I never paid attention to it. I didn't see it. Oh, really? It's there? When somebody tells you, look, how come? Because it wasn't important for you, so it just drops out of your field of vision. And then, all of our work is to bring the importance of spiritual discernments that we're in it, but we don't recognize it. It's right here, the spiritual world, the next world, the upper world. However, we have no importance for it. All of our work is about raising the importance of spiritual discernments. Then we will start to recognize them. Okay? Explain that to one another, please. That our entire perception, our entire awareness on the recognition of spirituality, the recognition of the Creator coming out from concealment to revelation depends on the importance of spiritual discernment, that is the importance of bestowal. Then in the light of bestowal we will see what is now hidden from us, that in our disregard for giving, for spirituality, that is, for connection, for giving, for bestowal, in our disregard for these discernments, we don't see what is there. We don't see it, meaning it doesn't even enter our senses. It's like ghosts that are passing through us. We can't grasp it due to lack of importance. Please, Niv, start.
That's how it is? Because that desire constantly grows, and the initial importance is always covered with the desire that is opposite of that first tendency that's awakened in us. And it seems to us as if there's 1,001 things in the world that are more important, just the occasions of life. And suddenly, as if I just forgot it. There's no forgot it. There's just a desire that is now covering the first initial importance.
And this is kind of, let's call it the game of life. We constantly have to reproduce it. Initially we get this initial drive, and after that, once we're done with that initial drive, then it's how do we start making it together, producing it in our common work in a group. Each one feels that he is giving a certain part. However, in practice, it is only out of the common work of all of us.
Simply, we get importance from one another. As much as each one shows the friends that the path and the goal is important, that's what's going to be in the other's hearts. From us all being connected.
Yes, we see what we want according to our senses, our desires. In the 10, we develop the importance of the Creator, and this importance develops a new sense and desire on top of the earlier desire.
That same importance really opens your eyes. It makes you alert towards what's important to the friend. I see that anything can be important to the friends. I'll suddenly focus on it. I become sensitive to it. I search where is it in my life. And then we can determine to each other what's really important.
And by determining to one another what's important, we can actually help one another to make the Creator present in our lives, to see, in opposite to what we were used to until now, that the Creator removes everything, and you can see the Creator in everything through the 10, through the friends. This new outlook is simply the consequence of the influence of the environment.
And that's interesting because it's a law. It's not, I don't know, suddenly I had a son born and then I can see the baby will be important. But when that sense of the greatness of the Creator is awakened, it's like a new spectrum opens that was never there. I guess that's equivalence of form.
A new spectrum in my attitude to what is going on, that I will succeed in seeing my life events in a more purposeful manner. And this, how it guides me towards the friends, how it guides me towards the Creator, towards the realization of the purpose of creation. And even if not, the influence that the environment creates at least aims me to search for it.
That's the exact emphasis, that the society can only direct me into searching for it or ask for it. But it's actually different than any other desire that we could get importance to in this world. It's not enough for the environment to give me importance, because that only brings me to the request for changing my nature. And then another component has to come in here, which is the reforming light, that only if it comes, I really start changing.
Yes, the light that reforms can be drawn only when the that gap between us truly exists, between what is desirable and what exists. And this is something we can produce by defining the rules of the game between us. We create this film, truly. Each one of us, I invest in you as much as possible. I make the maximum effort. I don't just invest. I also look to see you doing the same. And out of this reciprocal game, we begin to project to one another. Then there is this envy that I want to be like you. This game truly starts to bring us to such an inner state, which is the demand. It is the demand for the light of reforms. It is the demand for changing our nature.
We actually acquire the importance from one another. It's not enough for the group or the people around me that it'll be important. I have to connect myself in there by my participation in the game, by me wanting it to be important to the friends. By that, I acquire that importance.
In that demand that we discover in the Ten, it is actually our way of life. And we understand that only that is the force, that is the longing that they're talking about. It happens between us.
It becomes revelation. The importance brings revelation.